Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now, a special birthday tribute. Alice Hertz Sommer was born in Prague, Czechoslovakia on November 26, 1903, which makes today her 107th birthday. But that's not the only reason to celebrate. Alice is also the world's oldest survivor of the Nazi Holocaust.
She had something that many Jews did not: music. Alice is a passionate and accomplished pianist, and in the concentration camp where she was imprisoned, she played more than 100 concerts. Vincent Dowd, the arts correspondent for our partner, the BBC, went to meet this remarkable woman who still practices the piano every day.
I was 5 years old. My elder sister, Irma, was teaching me piano.
Sitting in her London flat, Alice Hertz Sommer acknowledges that at 107, her fingers aren't as limber and agile as they once were. But music, she says, is part of what keeps her alive, and she still has strong opinions about her favorite composers.
When I was young, Schumann. But now, Beethoven. You recognize immediately, this must be Beethoven.
But Alice was still a Schumann lover when she was sent to a concentration camp in 1943. Her husband Leopold and their son ended up in Theresienstadt, a place that was originally designed to house upper-class and highly educated Jews. Later, Leopold would be sent away to Auschwitz and finally to Dachau concentration camp, where he died of typhus in 1944. People died in Theresienstadt too, but it wasn't a death camp on an industrial scale like Auschwitz was. The Nazis even made a documentary to tell the world Jews were well-treated there. Alice says even she believed the camp would be tolerable if she were allowed to play the piano.
So they told me, you will play there. Oh, no, this is wonderful. Can't be so terrible when I can play. Playing is for me. I am with God when I play.
The camp was terrible. But music became part of daily life there for Alice. Many of her fellow inmates were artists, musicians, and writers. But there was nothing remotely philanthropic about the Nazis' encouragement of the arts. It was pure propaganda.
She told an Israeli newspaper, quote, "This was something they could show the world, while in reality, they were killing us." Alice and her son were held in Theresienstadt camp for 2 years.
I was there with my son. He was 6 years old. He asked us, "What are Jews? Why have we nothing to eat? Who is Hitler?" We didn't know how to answer to him.
Her son was one of only 130 children who survived the camp out of 15,000 Jews. After the war, mother and son moved to Israel, where he grew up to be an accomplished cellist. He died at 65 in 2001.
A few years ago, Alice gained international attention after a book based on her life called A Garden of Eden in Hell became a bestseller. It was also the basis of a prize-winning documentary film called Everything is a Present. Today, Alice is still living independently in London and playing the piano every day.
I don't speak about it. People who went through hard times, you are stronger. I love people. Life is beautiful.
Our thanks to Vincent Dowd of the BBC for this story, and happy birthday, Alice.
Thank you.